Okay, today's daf is Psachim daf Mem Ches. Psachim Mem Ches. We are on Mem Zayin Amud Beis, towards the bottom of the Amud. We will start with Amar Leh. So if you remember the sugya that we have been discussing, Machlokas Rabban Rav Chisda, the sugya of Hoil, the sugya of Tzarchi Shabbos Asin B'Yantif, whether one gets Malkus for cooking on Yantif to weekday. We got into yesterday various different contexts related to Hoil. The Gemara brought in the Mishnayos from Maseches Menachos, Lechem Apanim, Shtei HaLechem, couple of halachas of hetero chol nefesh, the ones are only allowed to cook for lachem, for fellow Jews, but not for gavoa, not for the Beis HaMikdash, not for nachrim, not for klavim we spoke about, and related to issues of hoel, we quoted a couple of cases where one could do one act and, or a series of acts, and get many aveiras at once. But if somebody plows, and they're a kohen, and a nazir, and it's shmita, and it's yantif, and the whole case that we saw yesterday, we spoke about a little bit about kisi hadam. And then we went into Bishul Get an Asher. We did not talk, get as much in depth as we should have, but we've discussed it in the past. The issue Tosas brings up in Dibur Maslo Ketisha, and that is the sugya of Aseh Dochelos Aseh. The Gemara spoke about Kisui Hadam and plowing on Yontif in order to procure dirt in order to use for Kisi Adam at a certain stage of the Gemara. So Tosafot discusses that's not really at the exact same time. Usually Asi Dochalos Aseh requires Beidna at the same time. Here I'm procuring the dirt and only afterwards I'm going to use it for Kisi Adam. Can Asi Dochalos Aseh work for that? Tosafot also discusses what's the Havamina to say Asi Dochalos Aseh here? Yantif is an Aseh and a Los Aseh. And usually we don't say that Asi Dochalos Aseh in that context. We say, Ein Aseh Dochalos Aseh Vaseh. So that's Tosfos' discussion in Dibur Maslo Ketisha. And he discusses maybe it's not really a Los Aseh Daraisa because it's a Malacha Shem Sricha Legufa. But feel free to look at that Tosfos for a little more in depth related to that Sugya. But at the end of the Sugya, the last comment that we made yesterday was, the Gemara is trying to figure out what are the five averos that someone receives, someone did, and someone receives five sets of malchus for cooking Gid HaNasha in milk on Yontif and eating it. So what are the five averos? The Gemara deleted a few and added in a few, and finally the last suggestion was muksa. Put in the wood that you used was muksa, and that's one of the averos that you did. Says the Gemara, is muksa d'oraisa? You're going to get malchus for that, for using muksa wood? The Gemara says, yes, at least according to Rabbah. 6 lines up from the bottom. On the day 6, we're at the source in Parsa B'Shalach for preparation before Shabbos. So that's the pasuk, and it's all learned out from Losansa Komalacha. Losansa Komalacha, even though that one pasuk includes all the different averas of Shabbos and of Yontif, right, Yantiv is what we're talking about here, but that is good enough for the sets of Malkias. We'll get to Beis Hashem on today's daf in a couple of lines. Problems with this daya in terms of chilik malachas. But as of now, the Gemara says Losasaka Malacha could be the source for more than one set of Malkias for Yantiv, for cooking on Yantiv, for something that I'm not gonna eat, right? That was the first set of Malkus, Mevashal Gid Hanasha B'Yantiv. And the second set was the issue of Losasa Kamalacha, the issue of Atzei Muksa. Before we get back into Muksa, the Sefer Chinuch talks about the Isra of Gid Hanasha. This is mitzvah number 3 in the entire Torah. There's only 3 mitzvahs in all of Sefer Bereishis. We have the mitzvah of Puravu, the mitzvah of Mila, and the mitzvah of Gid Hanasha. The Sefer Chinuch says the mitzvah of Gid Hanasha reminds us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is amongst us and saves us even through the years of Galus. That's the message of the Isra of Gid HaNasha, which most of us don't usually think about because we just go and buy the kosher meat from the store. The butcher has to think about it, the shochet has to think about it, to remove all of the gid. But next time we buy meat and we see the kosher sign, we can think a little bit about the Isra of Gid HaNasha. Kedei shetia remez li Yisrael, sha'af alpi sheyizbulut saros rabos bagolus, miyad ha'amim miyad b'nei Esav. Even though we've suffered at the hands of Esav many, many thousands of years, you betuchim shelo yovdu. Make sure that you realize there's a fight between Yisrael and Esav, and eventually we might be limping, but we're going to come out victorious. Elo la'olam yamod zarem ushvam. Hashem is always with us. V'yavo lahem goel v'yigalei miyad sar. Hashem is going to redeem us. Ubizachrab tabidin yazeh idea mitzvah shatia lizikaron. And when we think about this mitzvah, ya'amdu be'emunasam ubitzidkasam la'olam. And this will remind us, and this is because we think about the Malach that fought with Yaakov Avinu. Ratzal akrol Yaakov in olam huvizaro v'lo yacholo v'tziro b'digas hayarech v'chein zera esav mitzar lezera Yaakov ulbasof tia lohem teshua mehem. Just like we had zarchalo Hashemesh by Yaakov Avinu, Bez Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us Richas HaShemesh. Ken Yizrach Lo HaShemesh Shel Mashiach V'yirapenu Mitzareinu V'yigaleinu B'mehirav Yameinu, says the Sefer Chinuch in Mitzvah Gimel. So whenever the Gita Nasha comes up, it's important to think about that Sefer Chinuch and those ideas that we're supposed to inculcate within ourselves whenever we talk about Gita Nasha. Says the Gemara Vayter now, so the Gemara said, what's the suggestion? Malchus is going to be from Muksa. Muksa is a daraisa. Says the Gemara, V'amar lei, V'ha'atu da'amrit, but didn't you, he says, didn't you already say, Ba'iminai me Rav Chisda, I asked Rav Chisda once, V'yamri la ba'iminai me Rav Huna, or I asked Rav Huna the following question. And the following question, the assumption of the question is going to be, then Muksa is not da'oraisa. From the following question, we're going to see that. Hey, viseme efer, vishachatu, tamid biyantif. What if I go out into the pasture and I bring a set? I bring an animal, a sheep that's going to be used for the carbon tamid on yantif. Ma, was that allowed? Right, usually we know in the Beis HaMikdash they had a special lishkas hatla'im, a special area where they kept animals, and they had at least four animals ready for the karbet tamid each day, even though they were only used two, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, but they always had animals ready that were mevukar mimum. But let's say I brought an animal from somewhere out, meaning it was a muksa animal. It wasn't designated from before yantif. I had no idea I was going to use this animal, and you shechted it on yantif for the karbet tamid. Can it be used? Can it be used as the karbet? Mao, that's the question. That's what we asked either Rav Huna or Rav Chisda, V'at Amrit Lan, and you told us, Allah, are related to the question, the following drasha based on the pasuk in Sefer Yechezkel. The pasuk says, Seh, and we darshin v'lo habechor. Se, what does that mean? That you can't mismashma that it's roi to be. Ese could mean male or female, excluding bechor, which could only be male. Achas v'lo meiser. Achas is, right, one where it could be looked at as its own individual carbon. V'lo meiser, meiser behema can never be its own individual carbon. It's only in the context of nine other ones that went through the gates, and then this one came out. So that's the only way that this could gain kedushas pachor, kedushas meiser. So that's what we dash for the word achas. Parenthetically, we always like to quote Rav Pam, who notes when it comes to meiser, and we have to give 10% of our animals to be a karban to meiser behema, which we bring to you to Yerushalayim. The question that he asks is, why can't we just take 10% and figure it out? If I have 100 animals, I'll bring 10 of them. No, the halacha is that we have to put them each through the little hole in the fence and count them 1, 2, and then take the stick with the red paint on it and mark number 10. Why can't we just take 10%? Says Rav Pam, because many times it's hard to give away. Even if it's only 10%, it's hard to give away. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to put them through and count 1 for me, 2 for me, 3, 9 for me? Okay, 1 for Hashem. 1 for me, 2 for me. So we'll see, we'll recognize how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, the 9, and then it would be easier to give away the 1 that is left. But that's Meiser. Meiser is always created and established only in the context of other animals. That's excluded from the word achas. Min hatzon. Min hatzon, what does that mean? Velo palgas. Min hatzon, not all tzon can be used. That's excluding a palgas. A palgas is in the 13th month of the life of the animal. So it's somewhere in between stages. It is no longer a keves, but it's not an ayil yet. That's called a palgas. It's in between. And that is excluded. It has a little elements of both. Let's continue, and then we'll talk about palgas. Min ha-masayim, next phrase in the pasuk, from the 200. What does that mean, from the 200? So Rashi says that this second half of the pasuk is not referring to animals anymore, but it's referring to nisachim. It's referring to the wine libations. Kadosh Baruch Hu says we have to bring nisachim from various karbanos, with various karbanos. So we darshan from 200, mimosar shtemeos shenishtayru babar. from when there is 200 left in the bar. What? When do you have 200 of anything in halacha? Ah, there is two areas where we need to be mevatel iser in 200. Arla and Kilei HaKerem. So that's what it must be referring to. Right, Arla is grapes, right? You have the wine and the grapes that has the Kedusha, the status of Arla. So if it was Mevutal, if it was nullified in 200, then he could even use that for Nesachim. So that's what it's referring to. When you had 200 left, anything less than that would not be enough. But Mikan, La Arla, Shah Bitela B'masayim. So what's left? 200 is left. It must be a case of Bitel Arla. So you know, it is mevutal it was Arla that was mevutal, and he could use that for Nesachim. Rashi notes that the Mikan here shouldn't be taken literally. This is not the real source. This pasuk in Yechezkel is not the real source for Arla being mevutal, nullified in 200. It's really a Sifri. Rashi quotes the Sifri here on the second line, but Rashi quotes it even more explicitly. We had earlier on Daf Chaf Hey Amad Aleph. Rashi quoted this Sifri also. What's the makar for Arla being 200? Well, if Truma said the Sifri. The Sifri Yalaf, I'm reading that from Chafei Amad Aleph and Rashi. Truma is Ola Ba'echad Umeya. Truma is Batel in 100. And Kilayim is double that, because Kilayim is not Kilayim, Kilei HaKerem and Arla is Aser Ba'achila and Aser Ba'hana'a to Azar, unlike Truma. So that's why we double its Bittel requirement as well. So that's why, says Rashi and Chaf Hamad Aleph, in quoting the Sifri, same Sifri he quotes here, but there he quotes it, the whole drasha. That's the real source, that Arla is batel in 200. So this Mikan is a little bit, it's a remez from here. But either way, let's continue. We're about to get to the important part for us. Mimashke Yisrael, continuing from the mashke, literally from the liquid of Yisrael, but it might mean something else in the pasuk. But either way, we darshin minamutr li Yisrael. Karbanos, and anything related to karbanos, can only be from something that is mutter, that is edible, that is kosher for Bnei Yisrael. Mikan amru, ein mivim nesachim in a tevel. One is not allowed to bring nesachim from tevel, from untithed produce. One is not allowed to bring nesachim from there. Yachal lo yavi min hamuksa. You might think you also cannot bring from muksa, something that was not designated from when Yontif started. So amart, we say no, muksa is mutter. Why? Ma tevel meyuchad she iser gufo garamlo. Just like tevel's problem is that it has an inherent problem. It's an iser gufo. It's, one might call this a chefsa problem. It's an iser from within. Af kol she iser gufo garamlo. So too, what's excluded from inyanim of karbanos? Anything that has the iser inherent in it. Yatsa muksa shein iser gufo garamlo ela iser davar acher garamlo. Very interesting lashon. Excluding muksa, muksa is not called an iser gufo. Muksa is called an ikser davar acher garam lo. It's external. It's a time issue. It's a time issue. It's nothing, and tomorrow will be fine. It's a time issue. It's something external, so that's not excluded. So that's all the drasha. So now we get to the question. What do we just suggest that the fifth Avera that a person did, and that's why he's chayav five sets of malchus by cooking and eating gid hanasheh in milk on yontif. One of them was cook fast. The fire was with muksa wood, and that's an issa daraisa based on hachana deraba, the hachana that Rabba says based on the pasuk in Bishalach. But says the Gemara ve'i amrit iser muksa de oraisa. But if you say the iser of muksa is de oraisa, so mali iser guf, mali iser davar acher. What's the difference? What's the difference between Isser Davar Acher and Isser Gufa? Both of them Daraisa. Even if it's situational because of the time factor, if it's Daraisa, there shouldn't be a difference. So it must be not Daraisa. One more question. Va'od, second line, what we alluded to earlier. Vaha Atu Da'amit, but there's another problem with suggesting that the Isser that you're going to get Malchus for is using Muksa wood. Chilik Malachas L'Shabes Ve'in Chilik Malachas L'Yantif. But we hold chilik malachas l'Shabbos. If I do seven different avos malachos at one time on Shabbos, I get seven averis. I'm chayiv. I did it b'shogim. I'm chayiv seven chatos chilik malachas of Shabbos. But on Yontif, there's no chilik malachas. If I do four malachas on Yontif, it's one avera. It's no chilik. Whether remember we discussed the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Sama Gimel. Why isn't this an Isser Kolel? Maybe you shouldn't even get Isser Lav Sheba Klalos. Maybe it should be, you shouldn't even get any malchus. Tosfos discusses there. But either way, we hold ain chalik malachas liyantif. So two out of the five we're suggesting now, one is for cooking on yantif, inappropriately, and one is for burning the muksa wood on Yontif. So how can you get two separate malchus? So that's why we reject this possibility. Good. So before we get to the next possibility, what the fifth one is, there are one or two points to mention. And that is, so Lamaisa, we paskin that muksa is not daraisa. We paskin that idea of muksa is derabanan. The Rambam and the Ravid discuss this in Hilchas Shabbos, where the isser of muksa comes from. The Rambam uncharacteristically gives three different suggestions. Three suggestions for the background to the Isurim of Muksa on Shabbos and Yontif. So, and there might be differences between Shabbos and Yontif, but now we'll just put them together. Says the Rambam, Asru Chachamim L'Taltel Miksas Dvarim B'Shabbos Kederach Shuosa B'Chol. Chazal Asur, moving certain items on Yontif in the way that you move them on weekday. Right? Moving, the Rambam says, B'Dafka, because touching Muksa, the Shulchan Aruch says, is not a problem. If I go over to a car and put my finger on it, right, that's not, the issue of muksa is moving, tiltul muksa. There is a question, what if I'm touching it with sorech davar hamuksa? The Chumash Hadeshin has a tshuva about that could be an issue. We discussed that back in Maseches Shabbos. But either way, the pashas is, the issur of muksa is only moving muksa. Ma nagu be'issur zeh. I don't know if the Rama has a play on words here. Why were they nogeya? Why did they come up with this issur? So the Rambam has three suggestions, and the Ravid has a fourth. The Rambam says, Amru, well, this is the end of Perach of Dalet in Hilchos Shabbos, Uma im his hiru Nevi'im, Vitzivu, Shalo Yehi Luchach B'Shabbos, Ki Luchach B'Chol, if the Nevi'im told us that our walking around on Shabbos is supposed to be different than our walking around on weekday, Velo Sichas Chulin HaShabbos K'Sichas HaChol, and our talking on Shabbos should be different during the week. As it says, V'davar Davar, Pasuk in Yishayahu, Kavachomer Shalo Yehi Tiltu B'Shabbos, Ki Luchach B'Chol. Chazal just following what the Nevi'im already said, right? If we're supposed to be walking in a different way and talking in a different way, so we're supposed to be involved in different activities and different items on Shabbos. Kidei shelo yeh kiyom chobeinav, so that it is not like a day of weekday in our mind. And then the Rambam adds, v'yavo lahagbia ulasakin kelim epina lapina, and then I might come just to act like a regular weekday, going from bibayis labayis. Right? The Rambam says I might clean out my garage, and I might this and I might that. The Rambam says there has to be some difference in my mind, so I recognize that this is a different day, and I truly appreciate what Shabbos is about. Because remember, in the days of old, in the days pre-electricity, a person could, you know, if a person's not working, so what malachas is he doing during the day? If he's not lighting a fire and he's not plowing, and he's not, it could be no difference between a Shabbos and a weekday. And the Rambam adds, V'yavaki, V'yoshi bebe, so V'yavaki shavar sheyisasik, bo benimsa shalo shavas. Right? It won't have a shvisa, because it'll be the same thing as the whole week. And the Rambam then adds the interesting line, Ubatel hatam shenemar batora l'man yanuach. L'man yanuach is bevutel, meaning the Rambam is saying, even though it's an issa d'rabbanon, there is somewhat of a kiyum on a daraisa level of menucha Shabbos, by fulfilling the halachas of muksa. Even though the details are d'rabbanon, it's part of the pasuk of l'man yanuach. But that is number one. The Rambam says, in order to make it a different day for us. Number two, the Rambam says, and this is only certain categories of muksa, and that is, if I am involved in a kalim that I usually do isurim with, I might come to do the isurim. Right, very mistaver. Shem klishim adan lister, efshar shi yisasik ben ma'at v'yavu de malacha. The Rambam groups this together, even though we discussed back in the 17th parak of Shabbos, this might not really be muksa. Klishim lakdol iser might be a different category of items, not really muksa. But what the Gemara even says, it was enacted at a different time in history. That might be what's called tiltul kalim and not really muksa, but the Rambam puts it all together. Number two. And then the Rambam says that va'od, a third day, that not only for the person himself to, it should be in his eyes as a day of Shabbos, but even for others, this should be what he calls a shvisa nikeres, a recognizable difference from the outside that this is a unique day. So those are different ideas behind muksa, and the Ravid asks another one, it's a gzeir mishum hotza'a. Either way, we paskin lamaisa that muksa is isur d'rabbanan with various motivations quoted by the Rambam. Good. Palgas, the Gemara quoted Palgas, that's excluded from bringing as a carbon because it's somewhere in the middle. It's in a limbo. It's too old to be a keves and too young to be an ayil. Palgas. If you look in the Yamshel Shlomo in Yevamos, he quotes in the second parak, Palgas is related to the word pilegesh. Pilegesh, which we had a daf be'in shir a couple of years ago, feel free to search for it on the OU website. Pilegesh says the Yamshel Shlomo, is Yatza Michlal Shivcha Vilchlal Isha Loba. A Pilagish is somewhere in between a Shivcha and an Isha. A maidservant and a wife. Somewhere in the middle. And he relates it, just like Palgas is somewhere in the middle. Pilagish is somewhere in the middle. If you look in the Sifsei Chachamim, in the first place where Pilagish comes up in Tanakh, in the Torah, where's the first place it comes up? In Bereishis, Parshas Chayisara, Avram Avinu. Torah tells us that Avram Avinu had, at the end of the Parsha, if you remember, Vayitin Avram is called Shaloli Yitzhak, Vilevnei HaPilagshim, Asher LaAvraham, Nasan Avram Matanos, to the Pilagshim, and Rashi quotes Chaser Ksiv, maybe he only had one Pilagesh, and that was Hagar, he Keturah, Nashim Ksuba, Pilagshim Alok Ksuba. There, the Sipsi Chachamim quotes on Rashi that maybe Pilagesh is from the word Plag Isha, half a wife, Plag. Plag is half, right? Lashim Pilagesh Plag Isha, Klomar, Leshchiva, Velo, the period of Arivia. And it's a very interesting discussion amongst the Achronim. Where does the word Pilagish come from? Plag Isha, is it connected to Palgas? And it's a very Lumdish Sugya, exactly how do you look at Pilagish? We discussed the Shita of the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim in that shir, that the only heter of a Pilagish is for a king. Only a king is allowed to have a Pilagish, the Rambam holds. A hedyot is not allowed to have a Pilagish. Rabbi Yaakov Emden has a long tshuva where he is a proponent of the idea of Pilagish. Either way, that is something that we discussed then. Okay, we continue now. So the Gemara, we're still at a problematic stage. We're trying to figure out, we have a misora, that this case of cooking Gid Hanasha in Milk on Yontif, one is going to get five averos. Five sets of Malkus, and we still can't figure out what the fifth Avera is. We tried to say maybe it's Havara, that didn't work. We tried to say it's Nevela, that didn't work. We tried to say it's Ate Muksa, so that didn't work. So we try again, third wide line now. Ela, Afik, Havara, Va'ayil, Ate Ashera. Maybe it's Ate Ashera put in there, not wood of Muksa, but wood of Avodah Zarah, of an Ashera tree, which is Aser Bahana. V'yazhar Asar me'achav lo yidvak v'yotcha me'uma min acherim. Or last week's parsha, you're not allowed to have anything, yidvak, nothing should be davuk, nothing should be sticking to you from the cherim, from after you destroyed all of the Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to get anything from it. This is the source. This is the source for the Isser Hana of Avodah Zarah. The Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam, where the Rambam quotes this as an Isser Daraisa, the Isser Hana, he quotes this Gemara as understanding this Pasuk. This is the Gemara that teaches us that Avodah Zarah is Aser Bihana. The Rambam says in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, how many mitzvahs are in Hilchos Avodah Zarah? How many mitzvahs are related to Avodah Zarah? Out of 613, 51. 51 mitzvos are related to Avodah Zarah. Included in there are Megadeth and Ov and Yidoni, all the Avodah Zarah connected mitzvos. 51 of them. So how many of them are included in Avodah Zarah of the Sheva Mitzvot Rei Noach? A number of them. Says the Rambam in the seventh parak of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Mitzvos Asei Hi, La'abed Avodah Zarah U'Misham Sheha, V'chol Na'aseh B'Shvilah, last week's parsha. So Mitzvos Asei Daraisa to destroy all of Avodah Zarah and anything related to it. Shneemar abeit ta'abdunas kolam akamos. V'neemar kiyim kota asulahem is b'choseim titosu v'chulu. Uve Eretz Yisrael mitzvah lir dofach areha. At Shneva novad osab b'kol arsenu. In Eretz Yisrael, it's not only a mitzvah to destroy, but to search and destroy. That's the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. Chutz La'aretz ein lonu mitzvah lir dofach areha, but just when we see it, we have to destroy it. And then the Rambam says, Avodah Zarah atzma u'misham sheha v'tikro v'shala v'chol anaseh b'shvila asur b'hana'a. Or anything related to Avodah Zarah is asur b'hana'a. Shene'emar v'lo savi so'eva el be'secha. Do not bring it into your house. V'chol anena b'echan mikol elu lokeshtayim. And if anybody ever benefits from anything related to Avodah Zarah, you get two sets of malchus. Why? Achas b'shem v'lo savi so'eva el be'secha. Right, that's clear. Don't bring it to your house, and if I did, then I get malchus. V'achas mishum v'lo yidbach biyadcham u'ma menacherim. Kesef Mishnah. Where do you know that second pasuk gives you malchus? Ah, you know it from this Gemara that appears both here in Pesachim and in Maseches Makos. So what the Kesef Mishnah says right here, right? The fact that the Gemara suggests that this is the fifth malchus in our case of Bishul Gid Hanasha in Chol Avan Yontif. So that is what proves to me that it is not only Aser Banoah, but you would get Malkus for it. So, if you remember a number of years ago, about 10 years ago or even more, the whole Sheitel controversy, when the whole community was up in arms about Rav Yosef Sack and Diane Donner going to the Far East and the whole sugya there. But the chashash was this Avera. And he saw Kedoshim, we were nervous. We were nervous that we don't want to violate this Isser. And that was the discussion at the time in terms of this Avera. How often do you have the discussion, Halacha L'maisa, of Avodah Zarah? But that was one case where it came up. Amalei Vaiter, Amalei Ravacha, Breid Rav L'Rabaya, V'nilki Nami Mishum V'lo Savi Soev El Eisecha. Oh, exactly what the Rambam just said. Right, whenever you get Hano, you're going to get two Averas, two sets of Malkus. So here, it was the opposite order, but they asked the Gemara, why don't you get two sets? Philosophy Soeva. So the Minchas Chayot discusses, well, what if you didn't bring it into your house? Is this literally bringing it into your house, or does Beisecha here mean into your Rishus? Because then you don't have a Nafkamina. That Biol Luyetzcha Biyatcha Me'uma is separate. Either way, the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara goes elsewhere. Ella Afik Havara Va'ayel Atze Hektish. Okay, take out the Atze Ashera. And put in atse hektish. V'yasar mehacha v'yashay rehem tisrefun ba'esh lo sasun kein l'ashem olkechem. As we learn out, do this to Avodah Zarah, don't do this to your God. And that's what we learn out, not destroying God's name, mechikas Hashem, and also destroying anything related to the Beis HaMikdash. So if we take wood of the Beis HaMikdash and burn it, so that is a violation of this Isser of lo sasun kein l'ashem olkechem. Period. We have found our fifth Avera, and now we have figured out those five sets of Malkus. So now we get back to what we discussed. We were discussing 2 days ago the machlokas and mevavamabez about Rabba and Rav Chisda. When somebody bakes on Yontif for weekday, does one get malchus or not? And we said the root of that machlokas is whether you hold to the principle of hoel. Hoel, since guests might come, so therefore it is right for me even right now. It is not an issur d'oraisa; it's only an issur d'rabbanan. And then memela, I can use erev tavshilin. Viter, Amar, Ami Barchama, Hadar Rav Chisda Varaba, the Machlokas, Rabba and Rav Chisda, earlier, Machlokas, Rabbi Yeshua, he is really the Machlokas Tanom that we have in our Mishnah. What's our Mishnah? We don't remember our Mishnah anymore. Our Mishnah that we had back on Mimvav Mabez on top, and Mimvav and off on the bottom. Remember the case? We had a dough, and it was a Tamei dough, and we wanted to be Mafresh Chala from it. So what do? Because you can't bake it. You can't bake the challah on Yontif because it's not, you don't have the heter, or heter ochal nefesh. You're not going to be able to eat it. But you can't leave it because then it's going to become chametz. So what do? So we had a machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer says, well, bake it and don't be koreh shame until it's fully baked. So every little bit of this is right to be eaten because we're not labeling it, any of it, as challah until afterwards. Well, Rabbi Yeshua said, no, don't worry about it. Rabbi Yeshua says, be mafrish, this is not the chametz that you are mitzuvah on, that you're violating by your Rabbi Yamatzi, because once you're mafrish, it is not yours, and it doesn't belong to any kohen yet, because you didn't designate a kohen, so it's fine, don't worry about it if it becomes chametz. So that machlokas, says the Gemara, maybe is linked to our machlokas of Rav Chisda and Rabba. Why? The Rabbi Eliezer Savar Amrinan Hoel, Rabbi Eliezer, who says that you could bake it without being korei shame and only separated afterwards, believes in hoel. What's believes in hoel? Since you're cooking all of these loaves, since, that's the hoel here, since you could take a little bit of challah from each of the dough, it's not, you can theoretically just take one roll for all the loaves, but you also could take a little bit of every roll, so really every roll that you're cooking is roy. So since every roll that you're cooking is roly, so that's hoel sin, so therefore we say it's mutter. So we're connecting that to our sheet of the Amoram of hoel. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you can't do that. You cannot bake it and then be korei shame afterwards. Lorman and hoel, he does not hold of this hoel. Hoel, that every little piece can be, have challah taken off of it from. You don't say that. You say that, no, lamaisa, you're probably going to take one roll off of everything. So one of these is not roly, so you can't bake it. So then, isn't that the parallel machlokas? The Gemara says, "Amar Papa, no." Now we see in both directions. Maybe it's not a parallel, and even if you hold of hoel in one, it's not the same exact hoel. One hoel is maybe since guests might come, I'm allowed to cook now on yontif for chol, and the other is since I could take challah off of each little roll, so too I can make the whole thing. Who says those are parallel? Amar Papa, v'dilma ad kan lo kamar Rebbe Elazar hasam. When does Rebbe Elazar say there the amrinan hoel that you say hoel? all there. Ella de beidna de ka'ayle l'tanura. When you put all the rolls into the oven, kol chada v'chada chazi l'didei. Each one is potentially something that he could eat, because he could take a little bit of challah off of any one of them. Aval hacha de la'archanu de chazi, de l'didei lo chazi. But in our Mishnah, I'm sorry, in our Gemara by the guest case, where it's right for guests but not for you at all, Emachanami Delo Amrin and Hoel. Maybe you wouldn't say Hoel. You wouldn't say Hoel in the case of maybe Rabbi Elazar would not agree. And Amar of Shishi Breid Rabbi did the opposite. The Dilma, Loi, Adkan Lakam Rabbi Yeshua Hasam. When does Rabbi Yeshua say there that you do not hold of Hoel? Delo Amrin and Hoel, Ella Deika Chadid Lo Chazilei, Lo Lididei Velo Lo Archim. There's something out here, there's one challah in here somewhere, and that's not roy for anybody. So you can't bake that at all. Aval Hacha De Chazi Mias Lo Archim. But here, everything is roy for somebody. For guests, say Ema Hachanami, Amrin and Hoel. Maybe you should say Hoel. So that's why we tried to say it's parallel. Lo maskana, it is not parallel. Period. Amra Rabbanan kamed Rabbi Yirmiya v'Reb Zera. The Rabbanan said this in front of Rabbi Yirmiya and Reb Zera. Reb Yirmiya kibla, Reb Zera lo kibla. Reb Yirmiya accepted the parallel, the comparison, and Reb Zera did not. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiya l'Reb Zera. Reb Yirmiya says, Reb Zera, milsa dekashyolan va'asya kamashani. But my pligir l'on Rabbi Yeshua. For years, we've been trying to figure out what's the root of the machlokas, Reb l'on Rabbi Yeshua. Hashtam ruam shei degava rabba v'loni kable. What a great idea! It's machlokas about Hoel. Why don't you like that suggestion? For years we've been trying to figure this out. What's the Musar Haskel? We should have problems in Torah that bother us for years. For years! Right? We shouldn't say, okay, forget it. I don't understand it. So no. No, it should bother us if we have a problem for years. Right? So we shouldn't accept it. So why don't you accept it? That was the claim that Rabbi Yirmiya was upset at Reb Zera. Rashi notes, wasn't there another suggestion earlier? We had, right after the Mishnah, we had another suggestion. Maybe the Machlokas is about Tovas Hana'a. The Gemara never rejected that. The Gemara just went elsewhere. Why isn't that a good suggestion? Maybe Rabbi Elazar assumes Tovas Hana'a, the choice that I could choose which Kohen to give it to, that is halakhically significant. So it's considered mine. That's why I can't let it rise and become Chameis. Rabbi Yeshua says that's not significant. Tovas Hana'a ain't a mamon. What's wrong with that suggestion? The Gemara never had anything wrong with that suggestion. That's Rashi's problem. Rashi on the fourth wide line. The Nehi Nami de Tovas Hana Mamon for Rabbi Eliezer, even though Tovas Hana is Mamon for Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore what? And therefore, if you let it be, wouldn't it be your Chameitz? Still, Afilu Hachi Hashtanami. But why is it better now? There's still a problem, because if you're cooking it, when you're not supposed to cook it, you're violating losasa kol malacha. And it's better to violate bal yera'a me'elav, b'sheva altase, than to do a maisa biyadayim, Rashi says. Ve'no'osa maisa biyadayim, ilavra al losasa kol malacha. Ve'osa maisa biyadayim. It's always better to do it b'sheva altase, and not to do it b'kum va'ase. That's Rashi's suggestion. If you look in Rabbi Chanan here, Rabbi Chanan says, I'm not sure how this works based on the Ran and Maseches Yuma. The Ran and Yuma, I think, has come up once or twice already in this Masechta. The Ran discusses, it's Shabbos. A person is a chol sheish bo sakana. They have to eat meat. And you have to get meat for them. So what do? You have two choices. You have treif meat sitting here on the floor, and on the floor on the table. You could give them a piece of nevela, or you could shecht an animal and give them kosher meat. What do? Says the Ran, you do the shechita. Even though eating nevela is only an isser lav, and shechita is an isser skila, but you're allowed to, why do you do that? Says the Ran, because nevela, every bite that you eat is going to be another avera. While Shabbos, you shecht it, one avera, that's it, and the rest is going to be mutter. Says that's the Ran in Maseches Yuma. So says Rabbi Chanan, so let's go back to here. Rashi is suggesting that violating the Isser Malacha of Shechting on Yontif, Shalol Litzarech, that's worse than not doing anything and just letting Bal Yerabba Yematzeh kick in because of Chameitz. But what about that Ran? Bal Yerabba Yematzeh, you're violating every single second. Mashein Kein, the Malacha on Yontif, it's just one moment. That's Rabbi Chanan's Kasha on Rashi. So he gives an answer. One might have to say, well, Bal Yerabba Yematzeh, is it every second? Or is it a one-time thing? Once I violate Bayer Rabbi Yematzeh, I have to get rid of it whenever I find out about it. But do you violate every single second just like eating nevela every single bite? You might not have that exact parallel, but either way, that's Rabbi Chanan's discussion in Os Reish, right here on the Rashi. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now. Omar lei. So what did Rabbi just ask Rabbi Zeira? I don't know why you didn't accept this suggestion. We don't know what this machlokas is about. We've been bothered for years. Say it's hoil. So Omar lei answered, Hechi akable. How could I accept it? Did Tanina? We already learned in a brisa the following. Omar lei Rabbi Yeshua. They said to, this is in the part of it's in the Tosefta here also. Omar lei Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua is the second opinion of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua says, what do? You leave it. You don't bake it, right? The dough that's tamei that you're not sure what to do about the challah. Omar lei Rabbi Yeshua, lidvarecha, how are you over? Mishum lo sasa kabalacha. Rabbi Yeshua says back to him, you're violating. Vishasik lei, and Rabbi Elazar did not answer Rabbi Yeshua in that brisa. V'i isa, and if the machlokes is about hoel, so leimale, why didn't Rabbi Elazar say? Taima didi mishum hoel. So that's why, says Rabbi Zeira, I didn't like the parallel. Because why didn't he answer that in the brisa? Omar lei, Rabbi Yirmi continues and says, one second, according to you, what about the following? Hadid tanina bebraisa, we have another braisa. Omar lo Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said, Ludvarecha, hari over mishum by Rabbi Imatze. Vishasik lei. Aren't you violated by Rabbi Imatze? By not doing anything. Hachanami to lo ahadilah. He didn't answer him there either, even though we had a good answer to give. But what must you say? Ha kamahadu lebe mathisan. You're right, he didn't answer him in the Brisa, but he answered him in the Mishnah. Ditznan. Rabbi Yeshua says in our Mishnah, lo zehu chamit shemus haran ala b'bay mishum b'bay yirab ayimatze. El ashasak lebe b'brisa umahadu lebe mathisan. Even though he's quiet in the Brisa, the answer is recorded in the Mishnah. Meaning, don't be medayik in one source that he didn't give an answer, that he didn't have an answer. It's just not recorded there, and it's recorded in the Mishnah. So Achanami here too, Amer Shasak, Lebe Mathisan, Rabbi Elazar too, could have been quiet in the Mishnah, V'yahadu Lebe Michal Sa'achrisi. There might be Michal Sa'achrisi. There might be some other place, where he gave the answer of, I hold of Hoel, and that's why it is Mutter. So don't be Midayik, that this can't be the Machlokas. So we have a machlokas between Rabbi Yirmiya and Rabbi Zeira, whether the machlokos of Hoel between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua and Rab and Rabbi Chisda, whether those are parallel. Rabbi Yirmiya holds that they are parallel. Rabbi Zeira holds that they are not parallel. Rashi quotes that it's a double machlokas. It's a double machlokas, lamaisa, regarding the iser of Baal Yerabba Yimatze, and it might be a machlokas also about Tovas Hana. They're both true. Both a double machlokas, Rashi says lamaskana. Interesting message, though, that we think, lamaisa, that is, we can never prove something and try to prove something by the fact that somebody doesn't say something. Right? What's called a raya by omission. A proof by omission, one has to be very careful whenever one uses that idea. Sometimes you could say, well, it's not in Shas anywhere. It's not in Shas anywhere. So if it's not in Shas anywhere, so then you should, that's a riot. So if I know the whole corpus of the unit of text that I'm talking about, then I can bring a riot by omission. But if there's anything that I don't know, if I'm going to bring a riot that Rav Moshe Feinstein doesn't mention something in one tshuva, I have to know all the tshuvas of Rav Moshe. And I have to know Rav Moshe. You can't bring a riot from one source regarding another source because he might write something, as the Gemara says, aniyim b'makam echad v'ashirim b'makam acher. Poor in one and usher in old. I was asked a few weeks ago, just as an example, right? Big discussion and during the 3 weeks. You could ask it during Svira also. What does the Shulchan Aruch say about music? What does the Shulchan Aruch say about music during the 3 weeks, during the 9 days, during Svira? He doesn't mention a word. He just talks about weddings. He just talks about haircuts, right? So where is it? Where is it? So Shulchan Aruch must think it's not a problem. So that's totally wrong. Why? Because the Shulchan Aruch asks music the whole year. Forget, he doesn't have to talk about it during the 3 weeks and during Svira. The Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Eichel Churban, according to the Shulchan Aruch, there really wouldn't be a Jewish music industry b'zman hazeh. The Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Gemara, in Simin Tav Kuf Samach, in Simin Zeichel HaMikdash, V'chein Gazru, Shelo L'Nagein B'Klei Shir, V'chol Minei Zemer, V'chol Mashmiei Kol Shel Shir L'Smach Bahem. Can't do music. Right? Can't do it. V'asr L'Shaman Mipnei HaChurban. You can't. The Rama is make of Yesh Omrim, right? There are limitations. Lotzarach mitzvah, v'chulu. So but it can't be medayik that, Shulchan doesn't talk about it here, right? That's like Rabbi Yirmiya's point in our Gemara. Just because he didn't say it here, but he says it elsewhere. So one has to always be careful whenever being medayik based on omission that, one has to know the entire corpus of the text in order to make such a diak. Okay, that's just one example. There are many examples, but we'll continue now. Says the Gemara Tanya, Rebbe Omer Halacha Kerev Eliezer. The halacha of Rabbi Eliezer, right, in our case of you have a tiny thing, maybe you want to base a mikdash, it's not such an uncommon case. I want to bake something on Yontif, and my dough is tame. Right, not such an uncommon case. So what do I do? So Rabbi Eliezer said, the Rebbe says, we are like Rabbi Eliezer, that you bake it without being kari shame, and after you're kari shame. For Rabbi Yitzchak Amar halacha k'ben b'seira, no, we pass like ben b'seira, stick it in cold water. Stick it in cold water so that it does not become a chametz. The kamashir isa, what is the shear? What is the maximum amount of dough that you should need on Pesach? Because that's the amount that you could guard from chametz, right? If you have big doughs, you shouldn't be involved in such huge doughs. So, how much? Rabbi Shmuel Bedosh, Rabbi Yochanan Baruch Omer, bechitin kavin, by wheat a kav, ubisaorin shloshes kavin. By barley, you could have bigger, three kavin. Rabbi Nassan Omer, Mishum Rabbi Leazar, chilef advarim, the opposite. He thought the opposite. Vatanya, Rabbi Shmuel Bedosh, Rabbi Yochanan Baruch Omer, but didn't we have, this is the first opinion, held bechitim shloshes kavin ubisaron arba kavin bigger wheat wasn't 1 and 3 but 3 and 4 so lokasha ha bechasich chasichta ha b'ma'al yasa. It depends. Are we talking about inferior low quality grains or high quality grains? Right, the lower quality grains you can. Rashi says which is which. Rashi says kamaisa b'ma'al yasa. The superior grains you have to use less of, and the inferior grains you can use more of because they're not as karov lechimas. Amar Papa Shma Amin. Our Papa says, what do you see from here? What do you see from the ratios of going from inferior to superior? We went from 1 to 3 and by wheat and 3 to 4 by barley. So what do you see? Guri en chite chasichta mechite ma'al yasa tfei mi de guriin sa'are chasichta mi sa'are ma'al yasa. More inferior, meaning the ratio is greater within the wheat than within the barley. Because de ilu hasam tilsa, when it came to the first one, we went from 2 to 3, which is a third. V'hacha, riva, we went from 3 to 4, which is a quarter. So you know there's a larger a ratio in when it comes to wheat than when it comes to barley. Okay, if anybody's a farmer out there and needs to know that. Viter, amarav, kava mulugna ala pischa. You're allowed to use a certain type of kav, certain place. That's the type of kav that you could use for Pesach. You shouldn't need more than that. V'chem l'chala, and that's also the shear for chala, this kav. Says the Gemara, really? But no, we learned in the Mishnah in Chala. What are you talking about? Chameshes Revaim Kemach Va'ot Chayav Mechala. 5 kavs, meaning 5 quarters of a kav, meaning 1 1/4 kav, not just 1 kav. So how could we say on the previous Amah that's 1 kav is Chayav and Chala? It's really 1 1/4. So Achi Kamar, Kav Mulugnoi, Nami, a high shear Kori. No, Kav Mulugnoi is that shear. That's what we're saying. Kav Mulugnoi is larger than a regular kav, and therefore that is the shear for challah. Right? There are different shear for challah lamaisa. There are some small amounts that you don't even have to take challah from. There's a middle area that you have to take challah without a bracha, and then above chalivu with a bracha. In America, the minhag seems to be less than 3 pounds, 3 to 5 pounds, and more than 5 pounds. Those are the 3 shiurim in Eretz Yisrael. The shiurim are somewhat smaller, based on the Chazon Ish and others, in terms of the minhag of how much to take challah from. Amar of Yosef, third line. Hani nashi didon, nog lemefa kapisa kapisa lepischa. Rav Yosef says, our women bake with very, very small amounts, kapisa kapisa, which is 3/4 of a kav. Meaning they don't want to run it. That's another way to solve the problem of our Mishnah. How do you bake dough and you have tumah and your challah? What do? You bake very small amounts of dough. Kapisa kapisa lepischa, right? You bake very small amounts of dough, and in that way, you won't have to worry about the tumah. But here, what Rav Yosef is saying is just in general, they just bake very small amounts. Rashi says lechumra l'shomer menachimutz. They bake these tiny amounts in order to be able to guard it. Amar le Abaya, my daitech lechumra. You think this is a chumra? Meaning you're being so machmir by having tiny amounts so that they won't come to chametz. Chumra doesn't de kulu, but it's a kula on the other side. Why? It's a kamafki le lechala. Why? Because you're uprooting the chiyuv of challah. You're baking such small amounts that there's no chiyuv of challah there. That's a bad. You want a chiyuv of challah. So you think it's great to do that in general so you don't come to chametz, but you're ruining the chiyuv of challah. So, says the Gemara, let's continue, and then we'll talk about a very important gra. No, when you baked it, when they baked it, it was in very, very small amounts, so there was no chiyuv, but then later on they put it all together. So the chiyuv of challah kicked in later. Like Rabbi Eliezer says, Ditznan Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Harodeh benotzein lachal, if somebody bakes and then puts all the doughs into one basket, Hasal mitzarfan lachalah, the basket is mitzarif them, Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, Alok Rabbi Eliezer. So the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, so you put it into one basket, so then the chiyuv of challah kicks in. After it bakes, no problem, wonderful. Amar Lei. Maybe the chiyuv, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is only when they're touching each other and they bite each other, which means when you would pick one up, they would take a piece of the other one with it. They're sticky. But long, thin ones that are not touching, maybe Rabbi Eliezer would not say yeshita by those two. So the Gemara said, no, he would. Even long, thin ones that aren't fully touching, if they're in the same basket, that is good enough for the chiyuv of chawa. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, tavla she'in lo levizvizin ma'ahu. What if it doesn't have a rim? It's a kli without a rim. To kli be'ina v'haleka. Do you say you need to be within a kli, which it's not? O dilma avir kli be'ina v'ha'ika. Or as long as it's within the airspace of the kli. Even if it's flat, it's good enough. Teku. So that question will be unanswered. Let's just do the next two lines. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Hasal Mitzarfan, Rabbi Shua Omer, Tanur Mitzarfan, the oven is Mitzarif. Rashi says it's Kol Shekein. Also the oven is Mitzarifin, and the Gros says it's Slafuke. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Kikur Shobava, Joshko Zumizum Mitzarfos. If they touch each other, they are Mitzarif. Okay, period. Okay, two important discussions. Number one, the Shulchan Aruch says, at a left field, right? What does this have to do with us? We'll see in a second. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Ches that when we make any Birchas HaMitzvah, we have to stand up. Stand up. We all know that halacha. Whenever you do a mitzvah, you might not have to do the mitzvah standing up, but you have to make the Birchas HaMitzvah standing up. That was the first Birchas HaMitzvah discussed in all of Shulchan Aruch. Tzitzis. Birchas HaMitzvah. Right? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yis'atef betzitzis v'yavarech me'umad. You put on the talis and you make a bracha standing. Where do you know that from? Says the Taz. Dechsiv lachem v'yalfinam b'gzir shavim me'omer. Dechsiv gamkin lachem. By the Omer it says lachem, and we dash from there. B'omer ksiv me'kama, pirish b'koma. That's the source. B'koma. The source for birchas mitzvahs being said standing. Asks the Magen Avraham right here in Simen Ches, v'tzarech iyun, because if you look in Yaradeya, in Simen Shin Chav Ches, it's mashba that is motu to make a bracha sitting. Why? Because the Shulchan Aruch there quotes the Mishnah Chala about a woman who is naked, who's sitting on the floor. So there she can make a bracha sitting. So you see, sitting. V'yesh lomar, so what might you have answered? There she has to be sitting to be mechasa her erva. But the Magen Avraham doesn't say that. Magen Avraham said, no. Chala's different. Hafrashas chala eina mitzvah kolkach de'ena osa ela l'sakein ma'achalo dumya d'shchita. Wow. Says the Magen Avraham, to put it in our language, hafrashas chala is a matir. It's not a mitzvah. And if it's a matir, that's why you don't have to stand for that bracha. But a real mitzvos, you have to stand. That's the Magen Avraham. It's a matir, not a mitzvah. Says the Gra right here in Shulchan Aruch. Says the Gra. The Ayin Magen Avraham, what he says, Chalei in a mitzvah, Dvarav Ein Lohem Shachar. His words literally have no morning to them. There's no light. Why? Hallo! Know what he quotes? Our Gemara. Aser la'asos yisaso kavin, v'yamrina per gimel de psachim, my daite chumra, chumra dasili yekula. What did Abaye say in our Gemara? To remove the chiyuv of chala is terrible. You want to. What do you mean? If it's only a matir, what's the big deal? Our Gemara is a raya that Hafrashas Chala, says the Gra, is a mitzvah and not just a matir. And therefore, I'm sorry, I argue on the Magen Avraham. There's a different answer to this question, but I argue on that Magen Avraham. So the Gra, in Simin Ches, in Arachayim, he quotes our Gemara, Abaya, and the Gemara even accepts Abaya's Taina. You're right. It's like Rabbi Lazar, you put it together later and get the Chiv of Chala. But you cannot just say that Chala is a mitzvah, a matir, not a mitzvah, because our Gemara says that you want to put yourself into the situation of being Chayev in the mitzvah of Chala. There's one other Ha'ara, the Sefer HaChinuch, here by the mitzvah of Chala, says, quotes Rabbi Lazar, Harodev and Nosein Lasal. So the Chinuch quotes his Rebbe, and the Minchas Chinuch has no idea where he got this from. That the only chiyuv, according to Rabbi Lazar, is only when it goes straight from the oven to the basket. But if it goes somewhere else in between, right, it's rodev and nosein lasal, but if it goes somewhere else in between, and it's not all connected, combined within that middle stage, there's no, it's not mitzuref. And the Minchas Chinuch says, I have no idea, I've never seen anybody else who says this. Baruch Hashem, we live in a time period where we have a sefer, where somebody else says it. Rabbeinu David says it right here on our daf. He quotes that day also, just like the sefer Chinuch says. He says it's only Mitzarev if it goes straight into the basket. Why? And his language is because that is Gomer Meleches Hapas. That's finishing. Cooling off is also part of the process of baking. So it has got to go straight from the oven into the basket. So it's not considered finished yet. So as long as it's combined in that basket, so that's why Rabbi Elazar says a shita. But if you put it somewhere else before to cool off and then you put it in the basket, it's finished already. It's too late, according to that daya. And therefore, that's why it wouldn't be good. But that's right here in Rabbeinu David, and that's the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Shin Pei. Hey. Minchas Chinuch did not have a Rabbeinu David. So that's why we have it. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, still talking, remember this parak is about issues of chametz and chashas of chametz. So now Rabbi Gamliel says the Mishnah tells us, there's one oven, three women, what do you do? Shalosh nashim lashos ka'achas v'ofos b'sanarecha, zu achar zu, three women, says Rabbi Gamliel, can knead and bake one right after another. Right, and you can fill up the tanner, and you don't have to be worried, even though one might wait while the other one is involved in the oven. V'chamomim, no, you have to time it properly. You don't want one woman to be waiting to put her dough into the oven. Shalosh nashim oskos bebatzei ka'achas. They can all be involved in the process, but one has to start earlier than the others. Achas lasha, one of them is kneading. V'achas orachas, one of them is shaping. V'achas ofen, one of them is baking. Meaning they should all be involved in a separate part of the process so that there's no dough that is sitting by itself. Rabbi Akiva Omer, lo kala nashim, v'lo kala eitzim, v'lo kala tanurim shavin. Rabbi Akiva says, the women, the wood, the ovens, they're not equal. Meaning you can't give rules and regulations. If you have a burning hot oven, and women who are not atzlanios, and they're constantly moving their dough, then you have less to worry about. Rabbi Akiva says you can't give just rules all to zeaklau. You give klalim for everyone. Zeh klal, the Mishnah ends off. Tipach, if a woman, she sees that the dough is starting the batzik is starting to rise and she wants to calm it down, tiltosh betzonein, she should rinse her hands in water and the cool water then on the dough would prevent it from rising. I saw some of the Bali Musar say, tipach, if it's starting to get blown up, if a person's starting to get blown up, if they're losing their cool, tiltosh betzonein, cool off. Go cool off somewhere. Put your head in the cold water. Right? Cool off somewhere. Tifaf, Tildash Bisonin. Right? This daf, this Rosh Chodesh Elul. This daf. Right? Tildash Bisonin. If we feel ourselves blowing up, we should, Tildash Bisonin. Okay, let's continue. There's still an amazing source that we still have to get out today. Tana Rabbanon. So now we just expand on what was said in the Mishnah. Lasha himikatefes, lachaver to lasha tachteha. So she needs, what Lady A needs. Then she goes to shaping, and Lady B, she starts kneading. Mikatefes, then the shaper, he often goes to bake. Vachaverta, mikatefes tachteha. And the kneader goes to the shaper of Ashlishas Lasha, and the third one starts kneading. Ofe, he Lasha, Vachaverta, Ofe Tachteha. Then the baker starts kneading again, and lady number two goes to bake. Vashlishas Mekatefes, and lady number three goes to shape. Vachoseres Chalila, and it continues in a circle. Kozmancho, Sekas Babatik, and Obaladi Chimuts. And as long as they're involved and it's constantly moving, it's not Baladi Chimuts. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Lo Kalanasha Vichudu, you can't make any rules. Tanya, I'm Rabbi Akiva. Danti, Lefei Rabbi Gamliel. Yelamdeinu Rabbeinu, Binashim Zrizo. Some women are very act with alacrity and some don't. Be'etzim lachim or be'etzim yaveshim. Moist or dry wood. Betan or cham or betan or tzonein. Hot or cold. Amar li, ein l'chal ma'shamanu chachamim. Ze'aklal tifach tiltash betzonein. You do your best, and if you see something is occurring, so then you cool your hands off in cold water. Period. Okay, we'll stop there. Just one other source which we have to mention. I don't know if there's any other source like this. This ever appears anywhere else in the Ritva. The Gemara here says, as long as the women are involved in the batik, as long as the dough is moving, ein obalad yichimus. What happens if somebody is involved in batik for 14 hours? Are we still not choshesh for chimuts as long as it's being moved around? The Rambam says yes. The Rambam says, look at the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Hey Alacha Yud Gimel, Kozman Shadam Osek Babatzek, Afilu Kol Hayom Kulo, Eino Bala Dechimutz. As long as you're moving the dough, no problem. That is the Rambam. And if you, if you left it a little bit, then it's a problem. That's the Rambam. The Ritva can't believe it. The Ritva says the whole day you can be involved in the dough, there's gotta be some type of limit. It's got to be some type of limit. Can't be totally, as long as you want. And he says, Venire says, Venire, Lafi Pashta, they said the Ritva. Shebederachiv Amru Shlosha Dafka, Shafilo Be'esek, Ein Lanu Elika Seder Azeh. Even if they're involved in it, you should do this Seder. Shafilo Osek, Efsha Shatachvitz, Imshoa Harbe. If you're involved in it for a long time, it's still only Bedieva, Lachachila, there are Gedarim and Syagim. Aval Harambim Zal Kasav Lakula, even the whole day. That's what it sounds like. And it sounds like the Mishnah is just giving you an Eitza Tova. Yeah, these three women are doing different things. But it's not a Chiyuv. And he says, Echad Migdoli Adar, and he says, one of the Gdoli Adar told us, and Lamaisa, that seems to be the Minog. Seems to be the Minog. Says the Ritva, I think it's a wrong Minog. Vahu Vade Minog Mevatel Halacha, Umevi Takala La'olam, Umachnis Bnei Adam, Mesafik HaTorah. I think it's wrong. You shouldn't be involved in it for so long. Uman didoin hachi, and somebody who teaches, who paskes this way, lo chayish lekimche, velo chayis al chayi ruche. He doesn't care about his neshama so much. And then here's the line. The afapi, he's about to say, even though the Rambam says otherwise, but still we don't hold like it. The afapi she'ein lanu gadol barabane mi Moshe Rabbeinu, zatzal shedonkach, the Ritva calls the Rambam Moshe Rabbeinu. Right here. Unbelievable. Even though there's nobody like the Rambam, there's nobody like Moshe Rabbeinu, Shedonkach, Ein Masu Panim Balacha, I don't show favoritism. V'kol Shekein B'Yisr Chomer Kazel Lechadchila. That's the Ritva. The Ritva in Psachim Emches calls the Rambam Moshe Rabbeinu. And he says, even though Moshe Rabbeinu said it, we don't paskin. It's a little tongue-in-cheek because it's one of the animamins that we're not allowed to argue on Moshe Rabbeinu. But anyway, that is the Ritva. Everybody should have a good Chodesh. Should be zochet to Shana Tova Masuka, as we get into this last month of Tashanai and Gimel, we should all be Zochen and strengthen ourselves in Torah and in Tefillah and in Tshuva and in Staka and all of the areas where we have to strengthen ourselves.